Welcome to the Jim Rohman Show, where we help you build a better business to build a better life with your host, Jim Rohman.
It's my favorite time of the year. That's right. It's taking care of your customer time of the year. You thought I was going to say Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or Christmas, weren't you? Actually, this is one of my favorite times of the year in business. And I want to talk about in this episode what you could be doing to take your business to the next level and prepare yourself for 2023. So let's jump into today's episode. So this is the time of year I love because it reminds me of a story I was once told called The Forgiveness Factor. What I love between the time of Christmas and New Year's, it's one of the best times to ask for forgiveness and to grow your business. What do I mean by that? Well, I find that there's a lot of past clients we would love to do business with, but it would be awkward to call them up and say, hey, I haven't spoken to you in 2 years. How you doing? Want to get back together and do business with each other? Is a super awkward. So I was taught about the forgiveness factor. I was taught that between the time of Thanksgiving and New Year's, it's a time that you can call anybody in your life and ask for forgiveness. And it could definitely grow your business. What do I mean by that? So years past, I took up my mentor's challenge that you could call people any time of the year and ask for forgiveness. And so I came up with this approach. I remember calling Bruce. And Bruce, if you're listening to this, miss you. Hope to see you soon. I called Bruce. I haven't talked to Bruce probably 2 or 3 years. And I called him up and I said, hey, Bruce, this is Jim Rohman. I'm calling you for 2 reasons. Number one, I'm calling to apologize for not staying in touch. And number two, just wanted to catch up to see how you're doing. Give me a call when you get a chance. Again, I'm sorry I haven't stayed in touch. I miss our conversations. I miss getting together for coffee. And I just want to see how you're doing. And then I leave my phone number and then I hang up. And to my surprise, days later, Bruce calls me and says, hey, Jim, how's it going? Great to hear from you. Oh, no need to apologize. I haven't kept in touch with you either. Would love to catch up for coffee and see how you're doing. Give me a call back. I was like, wow, that's amazing. And so I called Bruce back and I got his voicemail. He called me back and I'm like, darn it, I'm trying to get up with Bruce. It took us about a month and a half to get together for coffee. And we did. And it was awesome because we were able to get together, catch up, tell him what I'm up to. He could tell me what he was up to. And interesting enough, months later, Bruce became an executive coaching client. Wow. I was super excited. I said, who can I call next? Should I call my ex-girlfriend? No, probably shouldn't do that, even though she'll probably forgive me. Who else can I call? And so I started calling people from my past that I missed talking to and wished to do business with again. And I would do the same thing. Hey, I just want to call for 2 reasons. Number one, I want to apologize for not staying in touch. And number two, would love to catch up to see how you're doing. Not everyone called me back, but it made it easier to make those phone calls. And eventually I would get business out of it. So I would encourage you from now until New Year's, think about some of the people from your past that you miss talking to, whether it's personally or professionally, and give them a call. It could make the biggest difference for them, and it probably will make the biggest difference for you. Second thing that I would be doing from now until the end of the year to grow my business, to take my business to the next level, is make what I call caring calls. You've heard me talk about these in episodes in the past. And I think now more than ever during this season and during what's going on in the world, in our economy, caring calls can change lives. It can, in fact, save lives. I recently made a caring call to one of my clients who got bad news, losing one of his biggest clients, started freaking out a little bit. I gave him a call and he was telling me what was happening. And again, it was overwhelming. This is a shock. He knew this day would come, but he didn't want it to come now. And I just listened and then hung up the phone because he needed to go for a walk. And then 3 days later, I said, I wonder how he's doing because he was really stressed. And so I called him and I said, hey, how are you doing? He goes, oh, thanks for calling. I feel better now. I'm over the shock. And now that I think about it, I think I'm going to make money off of this because we had contracts. And if they break the contracts, they owe me money. It's sad to see them go, but that frees my time up to work with better clients or bigger projects. And so he appreciated the phone call. And so it's just calls like that, I think, make the biggest difference. I just made a call yesterday, Monday. I was talking to somebody on Friday at 3:15. He says, I need to talk to you for 2 minutes. I need to talk to you now. And I talked to him on Friday at 3:15. And he said, I have a big decision to make in my business. I know you're not my coach, but you're the only person I thought of who could give me some guidance and advice. I gave him some guided advice. And then over the weekend, I said, I wonder how he's doing. And so this Monday morning, I called him and said, hey, how you doing? Just want to see how you're doing. He goes, ah, thanks for the call, Jim. I'm feeling better. Talk to my wife and we're going to move forward with the decision. I was just freaking out a little bit, but I appreciate the follow-up phone call. I'm good. And I appreciate that. That's simple. I think if you do those two things, you do what I call forgiveness factor phone calls and caring calls from now until the end of the year, it will be a game changer and in some cases, a life changer. In fact, you should probably do this year round, but I'm not going to challenge you with that this time of the year because you probably have plenty to do before you finish up your year. But I want to encourage you, if you want to take your business to the next level, take yourself to the next level, to do these two things, amongst other things, to position you to finish off strong and even be stronger for next year. The next thing I would suggest you do to level up your business, to level up your life, is to start your planning for next year. We're coming to the end of the 11th month, and a lot of times people worry about their planning in December and end up doing it in January. But I think one of the things I love about this time of the year is I can reflect on my many blessings this year. I can be grateful for all the things that have happened for me this year. But I like to get a head start on next year now. And so if I'm making my caring calls, I'm doing my forgiveness phone calls, and I start thinking about next year now, then I'll have mental momentum going into the new year. Instead of waiting for December to do this, and then December, the hustle and bustle of the holidays and, you know, last minute things you got to do, is this is the time to be doing the planning. You know, planning about what you want your business to look like. This is a time to revisit my favorite questions. Why do you do what you do? Your purpose and passion. Where do you want to be beyond the business? Your dreams and aspirations. And what does your business, what is your function in the business need to do to make all that happen and become a reality? And start thinking about that now so that by the time the end of the year, you already have mental momentum going into next year. And then finally, the last thing to level up your business, to level up your life, is to forgive yourself. Yep, I said that. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for what you didn't accomplish this year. Forgive yourself for not reaching the goals that you set out to do this year. Forgive yourself for anything that you failed to do this year. Forgive yourself. So often at the end of the year, I would beat myself up saying, oh, you didn't do this and you could have done more of that and you could have did this. And that's not a fun place to come from. So if you're that person right now listening to this podcast and you know what I'm talking about, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. You know, one of the best practices I have today comes from the movie Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day is probably one of the most biggest impact movie of my life of its kind. You're probably saying, Groundhog Day, really? Yes, Groundhog Day. Because what I loved about Groundhog Day was two parts to it. Number one, the character would relive the same day every day. And in the beginning, he was selfish. He figured out what could he do each day for himself. Later in the movie, he figured out what he can do for other people. But the second thing, the most impactful thing for me was I realized every day I wake up is a new day for me to start again. So regardless of what I failed to do, didn't do, wish I would have done, every day I can start new. And I do every day. I get up, I read my devotional to set my mindset, my spirit right. I drink my coffee. I then journal what I'm grateful for, what I'm thankful for. And I start thinking about what's next. What do I need to do that day to serve as many people as I can? Because the more people I serve, the more it serves me. And so if you're that person that needs to forgive yourself for any reason, today's that day. This is the time of the year before the holidays hit to put that behind you and start anew. If you want to talk more about this, feel free to reach out to me. My email is questions@askjimroman.com. Find me on social media at Jim Roman Online. Or just tag me, message me, call me, text me. I really want you to forgive yourself. Because if you were like me in the past, I had bad days, dark days. And now I have great days because I start the day brand new as if it's a new day. And guess what? It is. And so if you haven't watched Groundhog Day or saw that movie from that perspective, that in the beginning he was selfish, in the end he gave. But more importantly, each day is a new day. And I believe in that. I truly do. And it's a great way this time of the year, finishing the year, to level up my business, but more importantly, level up the lives around me. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Please feel free to reach out to me. Keep on sending in your questions. We really appreciate that. So in closing, if you want to level up your business, more importantly, level up the lives around you, is number one, use the forgiveness factor to reach out to people that you've lost touch with that you miss. Number two, make those caring calls. I always lift my spirits when I call others, and you might literally save a life. Number three, start planning now so that you get mental momentum going into the new year. And number four, forgive yourself.
Thank you so much for listening today. For more information, visit my website at jimromanonline.com or follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn at jimromanonline.com. And you can email me at questions@askjimroman.com.